One of the most anticipated shows on Broadway this season was called Holler If You Hear Me. It's a musical loosely based on the life of the late 90s rap superstar Tupac Shakur and uses his songs to tell the story of a young man out of prison trying to survive life in the ghetto.
I need a house that's full of love when I need to escape a deadly place that's slinging drugs. Thugs
every
mansion.
Corner, every city, there's a place where life's a little easy, little Hennessy.
It was talked about as maybe the first big-time hip-hop musical. But reviews weren't great, ticket sales weren't great, and the show closed this week, just a month after it opened. So inevitably, one wonders, is there a place for hip-hop on Broadway? Saul Williams is a poet and actor who played the show's lead, and he's here with me now. Saul, welcome to Studio 360.
Thank you for having me.
So back when the producers of Holler first approached you, what was your reaction? Did you sign up immediately?
I heard about the project before the producers approached me, and I had my initial response was, that's silly. I thought it was biographical.
Uh-huh.
Like many people, I thought it was going to be a biographical.
Biopic on stage, yeah.
Yeah. And so when the producers approached me, of course, they approached me with the script, more information. I read it, and I thought it was a brilliant idea.
What do you think, what do you make of the widespread take in the reviews is that this just recycled the cliches of the last few decades and it didn't bring us anything new in terms of the story.
That is the challenge we faced in Holler If You Hear Me,
right.
Is that I get it before they walked into the door,
right.
Never realizing that they didn't get it. That is the challenge we faced with critics, you know, who were like, oh, I get it. Yeah, gun violence in the black community. Oh, I get it.
Yeah.
As if it's something passe. We wouldn't be repeating the story if it weren't completely still relevant and now, you know? There's 300% more black men in prison than when Tupac was rapping about it. Every single person that walked into the theater was like, oh, wow, this is not what I imagined.
Right.
I saw the people on their feet, standing ovations. You know, we performed it over 50 times.
Yeah.
Every night. Every performance, no exceptions.
So you had these audiences in the house who loved it, gave you standing ovations and all that. Why couldn't you get more of them, just on a commercial basis? Why was it hard to get the hip-hop fluent, loving audiences to come to the theater?
There were tons of people who just straight up considered that it would be there whenever they got there, you know?
Yeah.
So I think it's a matter of...
Yeah, I was supposed to see it this week, and
exactly,
it was closed. Yeah.
Exactly. So you have that. You have all the hip-hop radio at first, and all the hip-hop marketing people were upset because the Broadway marketing company that the producers used at first didn't approach them, and they felt kind of offended. Like, why haven't you come to The Source? Why haven't you come to Vibe? Why haven't you come to Hot 97? Why haven't you come to us?
Yeah.
You know? And then the other side is what happened... during the walk-up, you know, the tourists on the streets and what have you, and are choosing between seeing Rocky the Musical, which to me is like, you know, like when my son wants to buy a book that's based on a film. I'm talking, you know,
a novelization.
Like Harry Potter, a novelization of a film. I'm always like, dude, let's find a better book. And the choices that some of the audiences are making on Broadway seem to be, you know,
right. Although in this case, I mean, that there was a sense of, oh, this is a huge star, icon, amazing guy who sold tens of millions of records. There was an expectation that there was a sort of pre-marketed quality to this.
I'm sure there was, but I mean, he didn't sell those records to Broadway audiences.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? So
exactly.
they had to do their work in order to pull in a new demographic.
Yep.
All I can really speak to is how powerful the ensemble was.
Yeah.
How much passion came from
the
stage.
Well, I want to say to our listeners,
yes,
that your performance, the performers, got much better reviews than
more than
the
much
show.
Better reviews. We got raving reviews.
It's true, absolutely. The title of the show comes from the Tupac song "Holler If You Hear Me," and I want to play a little bit of that. That was Holler If You Hear Me by Tupac Shakur. Was it hard to turn that into musical theater? Because just in terms of lyrical information per second, there's about twice as much in that hip-hop song and probably in most than in the conventional Broadway musical theater lyric.
The point that we need to be clear on is that hip-hop itself can be aligned, especially when you're dealing with the writing of Tupac and some of the greats in hip-hop, can be aligned with what has happened in some of the Shakespearean sort of writing, what have you, in that there are layers of meaning. And that's exactly what belongs on the stage, because the point of a musical is for the song to push the narrative forward. Hip-hop does that better than your average musical.
For sure. And as much as great as Broadway can be, seldom, however, does Broadway, where you need 1,000 people a night paying $100 or $200 or $300 a night per ticket, do that. I mean, there is this other world of theater off-Broadway that does and is mission-oriented to doing the kind of thing you're talking about.
Right. But, you know, my role in the game has always been to see some of the periphery art forms be pushed more to the center. You know, like I'm a poet.
Sure.
I'm here standing before you, you know, talking, you know, as opposed to being wrapped in some blanket in my room, crying, writing on, you know, strips of toilet paper.
Yeah.
You know, like it's the goal is really to see the effect in culture that's going to get us thinking, that's going to get us critiquing and analyzing what's happening in society, because it's urgent. Tupac was someone who saw the urgency in what was going on in today's society and chose to speak up about it. It has all of its place in theater, just as he was in theater as a kid doing a Raisin in the Sun when he, you know, at the Apollo when he was 12 years old, you know, and when a Raisin in the Sun was on Broadway, what do you think the critique was 50 years ago?
You tell me.
Generic.
Yeah.
You know the story.
This is the Negro story.
Yeah, this is the Negro story, whatever. Da, 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 da.
Yeah.
And then it took us some time for us to go, oh, wait, this is important. And we need to acknowledge it and get over our sense of oh, been there, done that, what have you, and realize that you had over 15 kids on the stage making a Broadway debut there. Young, black, urban, what have you. For every kid that entered that theater, they looked on stage before the story even started and was like, wow, holy crap, I can do that? I had rappers and beat makers come up to me and go, holy crap, I never imagined that my story could fit in a venue like this. They were dreaming of radio and you know what I'm saying? Never realizing that it actually could go to that level. And that's also why that play was important, is because it upped the game in terms of what the dream can be. For me, as a young theater kid, it means everything.
Saul Williams, it has been a pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you for having me.
Saul Williams is a poet, musician, actor, and star of the Broadway musical Holler If You Hear Me. And our entire conversation is online, if you want to listen, at studio360.org.
Here we go, turn it up, let's talk. From block to block, we're snatching hearts and jacking marks. And the punk police can't pay me.
What do you all think? Will rap and hip-hop ever be a hit on Broadway, and when? Leave us a comment at studio360.org.
Life's a mess, don't stress, test. I give them everything that you're living. Bless. Much love to my brothers in the pit. See you when I fear, if not when they shove me in. Once again, into all that's back. Keep your hands on your cat, and your boys watch your back. Is that they catch you in the alley? I tell ya, mess with the best, and the vets gonna help ya. Scream if you feel me. See it clearly. Holler if you hear me.